All right. Well, I'm talking to Tejinder Singh of Corner Shop from the UK. Thanks for calling in and giving some of your time to us today.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
So, yeah, why don't you know, you've got a new CD that's just about to be released in the United States, and we'll talk some more about that. But maybe start off, you could just give us some background and let us know the you know, the different instruments that you've got in your band, and maybe how that's evolved over the years.
Well, the instrumentation is always sort of evolving or changing, but generally we have guitars and drums, and for the last few albums we've had bass, proper bass, and then we have keyboards, analog keyboards, and and then we also get in a lot of, after all those are laid down, and vocals laid down, we also then get in other people that we think might benefit certain tracks, and then sort of push the experimentation side out a bit and see what comes out. So it's quite a bit of instrumentation, and it's quite an ordeal to get songs done. But the ordeal is a process within which you get to something that you'd never really have imagined you would have got to without going through it. And that's probably worth more to us than anything else, to have a song that we finish with, or that I've finished with, because I did the production that is, by the very nature of doing different things, very different to what, well, it just couldn't be imagined what the outcome is, which is what makes it interesting to do and to persevere and to continue.
Right, and you've definitely done a lot of experimentation with different sounds and different instruments. You know, you've got on this last album, seems like especially a lot of sitar in a lot of the songs. I think that's a really great sound to have in there. And you've had other other Indian instruments and other types of instruments along the way.
Yes, I forgot the percussion as well. The sitar and the percussion I forgot, but we'll add them in now.
And even, I know you did some scratching on the When I Was Born for the Seventh Time album.
Yeah. I haven't done any scratching on this one.
So,
but we had Rob Swift come in and do some scratching on, I think it was Shut Down South, or they did a version. They did a version of that. So, yeah, it's probably best left to Rob Swift.
Oh, that Rob Swift is a good one to leave it to.
Yeah, the scratching. Yeah, I mean, I like scratching, and I've still got my deck set up, and I do it from time to time, but, you know, it's going back to just doing different ideas and different things and letting that difference between track to track give you enough enthusiasm to carry on and do something different and enjoy what you're doing. You know, a lot of groups nowadays have the same sound, and that's an anathema to us, because we have a big record collection and we collect on a daily basis, and we want to reflect what we hear and be inspired by what we hear. And to do just one sound isn't really for us.
Right.
Maybe we started off with that. I'm not too sure, but certainly the way things have gone, we haven't wanted to go back to that, and that's why we sort of kept out of doing music from the last album, because we didn't feel the climate was right for us to put stuff that, well, I didn't feel it was right to put stuff out with the sort of guitar, drum, bass, white boy, America, people have had to wait for a little bit more, but we've always kept people informed on what's happening, and we've done it ourselves as a label, and that's taken time, and I think generally the American responses that we get on our website have been very cooperative and enthusiastic about the approach, and very supportive therefore.
Yeah, well, I think the new album is fantastic. You want to just mention the name, and I guess as much more about it as you want, as the process and the tracks.
Well, you know, I could really go on forever.
Yeah.
If you sort of instruct me, then I can.
Right. Well, you said.
Absolutely.
Like you said, it's I think it's been like 7 years or so since the previous CD. Does that sound right?
It's been 7 years since Hand Cream for a Generation or so, yeah. We've all sort of stopped. We stopped then and went into civilian life, and most of us have had kids. I was doing a film for many years because I was editing it myself. The actual filming took about three months, and the editing took a good long time. Maybe I got a bit too lost in that. We've had the odd single out, low-key single. We were on Rough Trade for a few of those singles, and then we decided it was best to do it ourselves as an album, and that takes time.
Yeah, so... So the new CD, new album is called Judy Sucks a Lemon for Breakfast. And when did you start in the studio recording those tracks?
We started recording the last album, Judy Sucks a Lemon for Breakfast, about two years ago. Maybe some songs we'd started a little earlier than that, but essentially in earnest we started about 2 years ago. And... it was a very long process, but we also knew what we wanted from this album. We knew what we wanted with Hand Cream for a Generation. We were very disappointed. I was mortified that didn't do a lot better, because I put absolutely everything into it. And in a way, with Judy Sucks a Lemon for Breakfast out now, that was probably the album that should have gone out after When I Was Born for the Seventh Time, to make Hand Cream for a Generation a bit more palatable. But even of their own free will, people are still getting back to it, and it's still seeing the light of day now, which really is what we sort of enjoy about everything that we've done. Even our earliest stuff is now sort of seeing the light of day in America, and you know, we've been doing it for about 20 years now, and to see even earlier stuff, people getting into it and being aficionados of what we've done, and see the development, makes it all the more worthwhile for us, and all the more meaning of it being a band and us sort of getting together and progressing.
Great, and now you mentioned with your recording process that you lay down some of the instruments sort of at first, and then have some of the other pieces going on laid over after that. Do you want to talk about how that recording process works for you?
Well, that's a sort of very basic summary of the recording process, because every song is different. Sometimes it can be just with the bass line that starts it. Sometimes it can be the lyrics. Sometimes it'll be the whole lyrics and guitar. Sometimes it'll just be a sample. Sometimes it won't. It differs every time, and then I'll say sometimes it might start off as something and morph into two songs, or everything is just, if something feels right, then that process is continued till I get to something that I think is right, and if it doesn't feel right, then it's just left. So consequently, what we do is pretty. There's not really that much waste, and there never really has been. So that's pretty good. Mm. I mean, there is something like Free Love was about 50 minutes, and went down to 16.
No.
So sometimes there are forays that lead to a lot of time being spent on tracks. And then at other times, things are just done straight away, like the Constant Springs was pretty much done straight away. Operation Push was done straight away. So, yeah, some are done very quickly. Some take time. Some won't get done for years because there's a chorus or something else waiting. But I think within that is an album that has not only a lot of depth to it, but a lot of longevity as well, because